I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. Disclaimer, I'm a pre-Title IX woman who loves college sports, and I particularly love talking about post-Title IX women's college basketball. Kenny Brooks has been coaching the JMU Dukes for a dozen years and has taken his women to four NCAA tournaments, including the last one. Coach Brooks was born and raised in Waynesboro.
We grew up in a generation where we didn't have the things that they have now to occupy their time, and so it was sports, you know, and it forced you to formulate friendships and camaraderie with other people. I grew up, I played them all. I played football, I played baseball, and I played basketball. And I was probably a better baseball player than basketball player, but basketball was my first love.
Why? Why basketball?
You know, why do you love things that you love? You know, it's really hard to explain them, but it's the thing that really captured my heart. And, you know, as growing up, I wasn't always the quickest. I wasn't the tallest. And my friends were bigger and better. And I think it was probably when I got to about eighth grade and I decided that I was going to focus on basketball, and I stopped playing the other sports. My friends kept playing all three sports, and I think from there I blossomed.
Is that your decision, or did you get advice on it, or is that just how you're wired, or focusing kind of guy?
It was actually 100% my decision.
Your decision?
Yeah, and when I decided to do it, my father was actually a little upset, and he actually told me that it was the silliest thing that he had heard of. My grandfather was even more so upset. You know, he told me that I would never gain anything in basketball. I needed to play them all. But it was my decision. And to this day, I still tease my dad about, you know, him being mad at me for me making that decision.
What did you learn about life, about yourself, from making that decision, especially if your dad and your grandfather thought it was dumb?
Well, you know, I was a self-proclaimed mama's boy. So, you know, if mama had said that, then maybe it would have rung a little bit clearer. But, you know, I just stuck to my guns. It was probably one of the first decisions that I went against what he wanted and stood up for myself. And it was just something I felt in my heart. You know, I just really didn't enjoy the outdoors of baseball with the bugs and the slowness of the game. And you know, basketball, controlled climate, it was always nice and cool in there. And it was a game that I just loved. It paid off because I was able to focus and I practiced more and solely on basketball. And even so, it helped me in my coaching career because I learned the game more by watching it and studying it, as opposed to, you know, skipping from basketball to baseball to football, and also understanding the game from an IQ point of view. And I think it's really enhanced my coaching ability. When you're a coach, a successful coach, you see the game in a different way. I am wired to watch the game in a different manner. It's not just watching the final product of the play. I want to see how the play developed. You know, what can I do to help that play become that play? There's a story that my mom tells a lot, that I had a board game and it really tested your intellect as far as basketball strategies were concerned. And I would play that game for hours and hours and
really?
Hours. I can still see it. And it was all about strategy.
You went to JMU as a player.
Mm-hmm.
Position?
I was a point guard.
I was going to say.
Yeah, point guard.
I almost said point guard,
yeah,
right?
Point guard.
Okay. Now, to you, what is a point guard tip?
Point guard is
the... And why did you want to do that?
Well, point guard is an extension of the coach on the court.
Okay.
If you want to use a football analogy, he or she is the quarterback of the team. You know, they're the one who really gets things started. They're the one who gets the messages from the head coach, and they relay them to the team, and they help orchestrate it. They start it. And that person has to have a great relationship with their coach. And I've had some love-hate relationships with some of my point guards, which always end up in love, you know, but while we're going at it, they sometimes hate it. But because I hold them in a higher regard, and it's a position that I absolutely love, because I felt like, you know, I have control, and it's usually, you know, based on the smaller player, the one who can bring the ball up the floor. So that's why I fit into that category. You know, I always say it was power, you know, and even though I was the smallest on the court, I had the most power because I had the basketball and I determined whether the ball was going left or right or inside or whether we were going to run this play or that play. And so needless to say, I was the most popular guy on the team because everybody wanted me to pass the ball to him because I was the point guard. I always wanted to go play in the NBA, but when I realized that was a special league and normally you have to be a little bit taller, a little bit faster, a little bit stronger, coaching was the route that was going to keep me around the game that I love. But the best thing that I love about coaching is the impact that you make on kids' lives. And that's what you call power. And, you know, I take that very seriously because you have an opportunity. I always tell the recruits' parents that, you know, they come in as girls, you know, regardless of what they think, what they know. And then they're going to leave me as women. And during those very influential years, I can make a big difference in whether they're going to become, you know, citizens who are ready for real life or if we're going to pamper them to the point where they don't know how to take care of themselves. And that's what you call power, because we have the power to help kids formulate who they're going to be.
He started in men's.
I did.
And switched to women's. Mm-hmm. What's that about?
I had a job. I had a very secure job on the men's side. But my passion was to coach women. You know, I Sheila Mormon, who is my predecessor, my mentor, the woman who gave me the keys to the Mercedes. I call our program a Mercedes. That was my dream job. So when the opportunity came for me to switch over, to the dismay and the shock of a lot of people, I switched.
Because
I love the game. Okay. I love the purity of the game. You know, it's old school.
Now, wait. Purity of the game, old school, what you're talking about?
I'm talking about women play the game the way the game was invented to be played. And, you know, that's Dr. Naismith, you know, and as, you know, in its heyday, passing, screening, making the extra pass, playing together. You don't see a whole lot of the one-on-one showmanship, showboating that you see in the men's game now. And for me as a coach, I am a much better coach because I coach women, because the game is played the way it's supposed to be played. And the girls they'll play for each other. They'll sacrifice, you know, some of the accolades for the betterment of the team, the camaraderie. Senior night is the worst for me right now, because on the women's side, you formulate such great relationships and they're more like your daughters. And when they do leave, I mean, it is a tearjerker. And I mean, I joke that it's my allergies, but I mean, I cry and I boohoo. And it's because, you know, the kids, and it's just a close-knit group. You know, I'm a father of three, and that was another omen. You know, I was on the men's side and I kept having daughters, you know, so I needed to switch over and coach females. And now that I am coaching on the female side, I am a wonderful father of three daughters. I can really relate to a lot of things that they're going through. And it's kind of neat because it gives me credibility. They can come up to me and talk to me about things that maybe they wouldn't have if I was coaching on the men's side, because they know that I've dealt with it. Now I'm cool, Dad.
Relevant pictures and links of Coach Kenny Brooks and his JMU women are on the Spark page at WMRA.org.